Wayne Campbell might have been privy to these conversations once upon a time, those that not about the NBL, but certainly about the immediate future of the AFL. And all thanks to Amy, insuring Aussies for 50 years. Lucky you're with Amy. Wayne Campbell has been good enough to join us, as he does when we have Tuesdays with Cambo. Wayne, thanks for your time, mate. What a crazy, crazy football world, you know, beyond what's happening, you know, on the other side of its borders we're living in at the moment.
Yeah, well, crazy world for a start, Andy. And last week, the footy's we're a citizen of the world as well, and footy has to make its way in that. So that's, I mean, that huge news from Sam there about the NBL final not going ahead. They're right in the midst of their playoffs for them to call a halt to it when it's 2-1 and a really exciting series between two really good teams. So, yeah, I mean, everyone asks you, should the AFL go ahead? And I don't know the answer to should, but I sort of hope they do. You know, that's whether they do or not is sort of a bit of irrelevant. But you want to, you know, in these strange times, a little bit of normalcy is probably good. And to watch Richmond and Carlton tomorrow night, Thursday night, would be fun. But that's, you know, there's lots of other stuff to take into account, obviously.
So here's a question to you and Bob. If the more other leagues around Australia and around the world postpone or cancel, does that put more pressure on the AFL, the NRL, the A-League and others?
Yeah, it does. Now, whether they should change the answer, change what their decision is because of that, because everyone's circumstances might be different. I mean, everyone quotes the NBA that they've got players that are, you know, that have tested positive, or the AFL now, and great news about Scott Penderbury being negative, they haven't. So it feels like, to me, 22 guys playing against each other on the MCG is not the worst way. You're not going to contract the virus there, are you? So with no crowds, I mean, again, there's so many more eminently qualified people to make the decision, but that seems like it's not the worst thing to do. If one of them tests positive, obviously that's a different story, but...
So you two are either put your player or your administrator cap on, right? Whichever one you want. We've got six teams in round one of the AFL season who are travelling. Now, the Sydney Kings have got their own reasons as to why they don't want to travel, but would either of you two, you go first this time, Bob, would either of you two be uncomfortable travelling interstate to play a game of footy at the moment?
I think there'd be a level of discomfort because of how quickly this thing seems to be changing and evolving. So I would be guided by the medical experts on plane and travel, all of those things. But what I would have a level of discomfort. Okay, we're going to Perth and that's a 3-day trip, 3-day round trip. Well, what does that mean if things get out of control back at home with family?
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Kids, grandparents, you know what I'm, that scenario. So that's where I'm kind of sitting on that.
Wayne, you?
No, I wouldn't. And I wouldn't be uncomfortable because there's people above you that have made the decisions. And they just, I mean, the AFL decision yesterday I thought was a really smart and clever and great timing, which they tend to do. Every organisation in the world knows that they're going to have losses. What the AFL have tried to do is cap their losses at the 5 games, and now this gives them some flexibility to do that. So I would back the decision makers above me. Bob's point's absolutely valid. You know, if I did it, then would I, you know, want to be around my two daughters straight away? Probably not. I'd isolate for a little bit for a couple of days. If I had, you know, elderly grandparents, parents, that sort of stuff, would I isolate? Absolutely. But, I mean, that they are, you know, reasonably small sacrifices to make to give some people some enjoyment. So if I was told to go, I would go.
Wayne, can I ask you, with the putting the virus to one side, just for if we can, when you heard about the 17 rounds, what does that sort of spark in you as far as interest in a new format?
And again, I think it came at a good time, Bob, because it gave people in footy something different and something positive to think about and talk about, because everyone, you know, for a long period of time has wanted that pure 17 games where you play each other once and travel really doesn't come into it because you travel 8 times versus 9 or whatever. So like everyone, it's sort of exciting. We all know in an ideal world, for all sorts of reasons, 17 rounds would be the way to go. But unfortunately, we've set this bar of whatever the revenue is, call it $1 billion a year, and no one, when you say, well, we can go to 17, but it just means you need to take a, you know, 15% pay cut, no one says yes. So that's why we're at 22, we know that, but through circumstances that we've never seen in our lives before, we're at 17, so that gives us a chance to see it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, if I was in the industry, I'd be, you know, as opposed to just a neutral observer at the moment, if I was in it, I'd probably still want to play 22, just because that's what we've always done before. But again, I can only go back on what I just said before. In an ideal world, you play 17, or as we discussed a couple of weeks ago, in an ideal world, the world's far from ideal, you have 20 teams and you play each other once, so therefore there's still the roughly 198 games, so you get the same revenue, but then there's all the issues of, you know, bringing in new clubs and talents and all that sort of stuff. So that's where I do think on the talent front, there's been the 16 players on per side floated, and I was on the Laws of the Game committee for a couple of years, given my role in umpiring, and I just think that's got so much merit.
Wayne, we're talking to Wayne Campbell. We do every Tuesday. Great to have his in-club, in-game, you know, broad insights that he brings through the, you know, the many and varied roles that he's occupied in footy. We don't know what this season's going to look like. You know, Gill was strong yesterday. We will have a season, 17 games. We don't care when it finishes, but we're going to get a season. That was strong, and it was clear, and it was absolutely definitive. If, as a result of that, at some stage, Cambo, we see and we ask players to play 3 games in 12 days, 4 games in 18 days, 5 games in 25 days, whatever it might be, we concertina these rounds of football to get it done. You know, we're going to have a mini draft, all of that sort of stuff. Is that the sort of thing that clubs will find a way of managing, and players will work their way through, and all these, you know, 5-day, 6-day breaks we've heard so much about in the past, that will be overcome this year easily enough?
Well, again, you just talk about ideal world. So an ideal world is you have an 8-day break every week, but that's not going to happen. You know, it doesn't happen every week, you know, in a regular season, let alone something that's been impacted by this virus. So you get back to, if you had to play 3 games in 10 days, well, of course you could. It's just what's the flow-on effect from that. And, you know, we saw the Joe Danaher thing last year where he played Anzac Day, and, you know, I'm not sure how many games he played in a certain space of time, but it probably in the end wasn't great for him. So this season, I mean, every year you talk about Collingwood and Essendon because they've got Anzac Day and that day floats. So it'll just be this time, it'll be 18 teams that have to do it. So the interesting part is that there's no second-tier competition. So there's no NEFL, there's no VFL, there's no WAFL, there's no SANFL. So you'll have this list of 45 players. Hopefully 40 of those are healthy. So they'll be able to be rotated a little bit more. Interestingly, with the draft, I suppose, will come on board because of lots of games in a short period of time. But again, because there's no second-tier competition, I'm sort of battling to get my head around why you actually need, you know, players 45 through 50.
Yes.
Because you're going to have some healthy players to be able to play. So it'll be interesting the way they do it. They'll just have to. It'll absolutely be a squad that'll be playing this year, as opposed to just the best 22 because of the proximity of the games.
Hey Wayne, well, there's a bunch of other stuff, Bob, and I want to talk to you about. But Larry Kesselman's been good enough to join us, the owner and chairman of the NBL, with the breaking news there, mate. If you don't mind, we might park a few things for next week, if that's all right. And thank you again for joining us.
No worries at all, boys.
Good on you, mate. Wayne Campbell, thanks to Amy, insuring Aussies for 50 years. Lucky you with Amy.